پوچھئے جا سوال کیے جا. ویلکم ٹو دا سفاری کوئز شو. اف یو ڈنٹ ہیئر این ایکو بیہائنڈ می از بیکاز دا کڈز آن آر شو ٹوڈے آر آل نیو اینڈ دے ڈونٹ نو اباؤٹ آر چیئر, سو دیٹ سم تھنگ وی گون ہیو ٹو ٹرین دم ٹو ڈو ان دا بریک. اوکے, سو یو گائز, وین ایور آئی سے جیے جا, یو ہیو ٹو شاؤٹ آؤٹ سوال کیے جا. اٹس یور چانس ٹو بی آن ایئر. یو ول ٹرائی وتھ می. جیے جا سوال کیے جا, سوال کیے جا. ویل, دیٹ واز اے گڈ فرسٹ ٹرائی. آئی ایم یور ہوسٹ ودیا اینڈ دس از دا سفاری کوئز شو براٹ ٹو یو بائی سفاری کڈ, دی امیزنگ پری اسکول اینڈ آفٹر اسکول پروگرام وتھ 18 لوکیشنز ان دا بے ایریا. اینڈ انفارمیشن اباؤٹ دیم کین بی فاؤنڈ آن سفاری کڈ یو ایس اے ڈاٹ کام اینڈ دا سفاری کڈ فیس بک پیج. اینڈ ٹاکنگ آف فیس بک, ڈونٹ فرگیٹ ٹو لائک آور پیج آن فیس بک, دیٹس دا سفاری کوئز شو. آئی نو ا لاٹ آف یو آر لوئل لسنرز آف دا شو, بٹ شو یور لوئلٹی اینڈ شو یور سپورٹ. Please do go and like us on Facebook. Rather, this is an appeal to the daddies and mummies out there. Please go and like us on Facebook. That shows us that we have a good, strong listenership and that we can keep the show going. So remember, your support is really, really important to us. Once again, some housekeeping. First of all, I want to again ask all of you talented kids out there to send me some examples of your musical performances for our musical showcase. Our email address is safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. I know some of you are hesitant because you're not sure of a few things. First of all, is your child good enough? Well, there is no such thing as good enough. If you're learning a musical instrument, we want to hear it. We want to show the community that our kids are working very hard in learning music, and which is almost like a second language, and I know how much effort it requires and how much dedication and practice and talent it requires. So if you're just a learner, please do send it to us, send your performance to us. You can do that in a couple of ways. You can send us an MP3 if you have already got a recording. You can send us a YouTube link if you have recorded your child's, if you have uploaded your child's performance to the internet, or your child can come and perform live on the show. And as I said before, it doesn't need to be a professional performance. We just want to say kudos to you for learning a musical instrument. Once again, the email to reach us is safariquizshow@gmail.com. Second, today's featured franchisee is Pleasanton. Safari Kid, Pleasanton. As I mentioned before, Safari Kid has a number of branches in the Bay Area, and Pleasanton is one of their branches. Right now, it's an after-school program. It also has an application for a preschool, but right now, let me talk about their after-school program. So, the Safari Kid Pleasanton is located at 5627 Gibraltar Drive in Pleasanton. You can get more contact information like their email and their phone number at safarikidusa.com. If you click on the contact button, all the locations are there, and I'm sure you'll find a location close to you. But let me talk today about the Pleasanton branch. You all know about the excellent curriculum of the Safari Kid program. It's about being well-rounded. So they have strong English, math, and science education, but they are very, very proud of their public speaking, talent shows, etc. So Safari Kid Pleasanton takes that foundation one step further. First of all, they are very proud of their teachers. They're all accredited, and they are very nurturing, caring, loving people who do anything for the kids. But let me tell you a little bit about Safari Kids after school programs. So they have, you know, robotics, art, like everybody else, but they also have self-defense classes. They also have Kathak classes. They host the California Nupur Dance Academy and the Ushanjali Group, and they teach Kathak and Bharatnatyam. They also, because they have a huge facility, they have a 12,000 square feet facility, they can offer karate and kung fu. So this covers pretty much anything your child would have fun doing after school. And I know both Kathak, a dance form, as well as martial arts, they are so much fun. I have a child who learns martial arts, and I know it's a lot of fun, but at the same time, it's wonderful discipline, because they really learn to become very, very mentally tough and not just physically tough. Okay, so the Safari Kid Pleasanton office also has a very unique arts program called One Stroke Painting. Now, if you want to know what one stroke painting is, call them up and find out what it's all about. So if you have a child who's interested in the arts and you live in the Pleasanton area, it may be worthwhile checking out the Safari Kid Pleasanton branch. And of course, they have their talent showcase in their winter, spring and summer concerts. So that is it about Safari Kid Pleasanton. If you're a listener who's somewhere in the region and want to check them out, please do contact Miss Lakshmi at the Pleasanton office, and she will tell you all about their program. Okay, I have three very antsy third graders with me in the studio. So let's get to them quickly, because otherwise they're just jumping out of their seats and getting ready to begin. So let's meet our first contestant. He's actually the brother of one of our very popular and smart contestants called Sai Pranav. His name is Abhinav. Abhinav, why don't you say hi into the mic?
Hi.
Hi, Abhi. So Abhinav, tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Abhinav and I am 7 years old. The schools I go to are Ardenwood Elementary School and Safari Kid After School.
Oh, cool. So you're a Safari Kid. Which branch is it?
Union City Safari Kid.
Union City Safari Kid. And tell me one thing about the after school program that you really have fun with.
Soccer class.
Soccer class. See the diversity in the different after school programs. That's awesome. You enjoy it?
Yeah.
Are there enough kids for a team?
No, not really.
But you learn skills.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. So, Abhi, is soccer your favorite sport? Or is there something else you like
soccer
to do for fun?
Soccer is my favorite sport.
And what else do you like to do for fun? Do you read a lot like your brother?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite book right now? What are you reading right now?
The Heroes of Olympus series.
Oh, the Heroes of Olympus series? You're also a Rick Riordan fan?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So that was Abhi. Welcome to the show. Our next contestant is another little firework. His name is Akarya. Did I pronounce that right? Yeah? Okay. You have to say yes into the mic because no one can see
yes.
You nod. Yes. So Akarya, tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Akarya. I'm 7 years old and the schools I go to is Ardenwood and Safari Kid, and I also play the guitar.
All right. So do you learn Western music on the guitar or Indian music on the guitar?
Indian.
Indian music? Cool. So you learn like ragas and stuff?
Yes.
Awesome. So how come I haven't got a guitar piece from you yet? Are you going to send me one to play on a musical
yes.
showcase? Yes. All right. That'll be so cool. So what song have you learned recently? Is there a song that you've learned? Or just is it just like practice tunes?
I play a lot of songs.
Really? Which? Tell me one.
Godfather.
Ooh, how is Godfather an Indian song?
Yes.
Okay, that is so cool. So Akarya, you also, are you going to the same Safari Kid branch as Abhi?
Yes.
So you're friends?
Kind of.
So there's a lot of competition. All right. Okay, so Akarya is our second contestant. Let's meet our third contestant. His name is Siddharth. Welcome to the show, Siddharth. Tell me a little bit about yourself. And you have to lean into the mic to tell me. Yeah.
My name is Siddharth and I am 8 years old. I go to Forest Park Elementary School and Safari Kids After School.
Oh, you're a Safari Kid too. Which one? Same one?
Yeah, same one.
So all three of you are coming from the Union City branch?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be very interesting. I can foresee a lot of competition.
And I like to play basketball.
Cool. Are you good?
Mm-hmm.
What's the best part? Are you good at passing or are you good at shooting?
Shooting.
Okay. So that was Siddharth. And we did a little bit of practice before the show began. But I'm going to mention the rules again since all three of them are new to the show. So we have three categories, 10 questions each. They've been practicing a little bit on the buzzer. So I'm going to ask the question. You can answer at any time by buzzing. The buzzer will tell me who answered first, who buzzed first by lighting up. And if your button lights up, then you answer. Got it? And if your button lights up, you have to answer. So no passing. Yes, or you can say pass if you don't know, but you'll get a -5. So you're going to get either a +10 or a -5 if your button buzzes. But say you don't know the answer or you make a mistake and the question passes. Say Akarya doesn't know the answer and the question passes to Siddharth because it'll pass like this in an anti-clockwise direction. Okay? Siddharth has the option to say pass. And he doesn't get penalized for it. But if he answers, if he gets it right, he gets +5. If he gets it wrong, he gets -5. Okay? But if he passes, then Abhi, the question comes to you, same. It works the same way. Got it? All right. So, are we ready to play? Let's do a little buzzer check. Abhi, your buzzer, please. No?
No.
Oh, see? Good thing we did a little buzzer check. Now try. And what about you, Akarya? And Siddharth. Excellent. Ready? First category is identify the animal by the baby name. identify the animal by the baby name. Oh, by the way, for listeners who are new to the show, we have a special listener question at the end of each category. So don't wander away. Stay put. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. I'll mention that number again, not to worry. And when we ask that question, it's open only to the people who are listening on the phone and not to the kids in the studio. Okay, kids in the studio, no blurting out answers when I get to that point. But not yet. First 10 questions for the kids in the studio. All right? Identify the animal by the baby name. And okay, here's the deal. A lot of these names are common for many animals. If you get it right, there are multiple correct answers. Let's put it that way. Yeah? Okay, you want to try? Shall we try one? First one. First question in our category. Identify the animal by the baby name. Cub.
Lion.
Lion is correct. 10 points to Siddharth. Very good. Question number two. Chick.
Chicken.
Hen.
Hen. He's buzzed. Look. And also chicken. Chicken is the baby. 10 points to Siddharth. Good job. Buzz first, answer later. Question number three. Kid.
Lamp.
It's Abhi's light. We'll test it again. I'll give you another couple of seconds. Yes, you're going to answer.
Baboon.
A baboon has a kid? No, it doesn't. -5, you owe me. Question passes to you, Akarya, now.
Lamb.
No, lamb is baby, is not called a kid. -5 from you too. Siddharth, you want to take a shot at it or?
Adult.
Huh?
Adult?
Yeah. Well, humans. I'll give you 5 points for that. And because humans are animals, the correct answer would have been goat. Goats have kids.
Why isn't my cousin not working?
Let's try. It is working. He's just faster. So you have to be really fast because he's buzzing it really fast. Okay? Question number four. Calf.
Cow.
Cow.
It's again Siddharth. 10 points. Buzz first, answer later. You want to try again? Buzz. It's working. Question number five. Pup.
Dog.
Dog is right. Siddharth is just faster, Karya. Don't worry, your turn will come. Question number six. Kitten.
Kit.
Cat.
Cat. 10 points.
What's a kid?
It's okay. Oh, you owe me 5 points. Give me that back. Remember, you got one question wrong. Here you go. 5 points. All right. Question number seven. Fawn.
Deer.
Deer is right. And speak into the mic. I don't think our listeners can hear you, Abhi. Deer, fawn. Here you go. 5 points because you owe me 5 points too. Question number eight. Ready? And please give the answers into the mic. Buzz first, answer later. Gosling. Gosling.
Goose.
Goose. Very good. 10 points to Abhi. Goose, gosling. Question number nine. Foal.
Horse.
Horse. Good job. Good job, Akarya. And question number 10. Tadpole.
Frog.
Wait, Siddharth got that first. They're super bright. All right, we've come to the end of our 10 questions. Okay, this is now going to be the time for the listener question and you kids can't answer. Okay, even if you know, you can't answer. Let's give our call-in number to all our listeners. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. That's Radio Zindagi if you've been tuning in. All right, here's your question in the same category. Identify the animal by the baby name. Fry. 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 Have you got a caller or they're still thinking? Okay, let's go. Hi, you're on the air. No?
No.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Javi.
Javi?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Javi.
Finished.
Okay, thank you, Javi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Kartikeya.
Kartikeya, okay.
And the answer is fish.
Thank you, Kartikeya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sinchina, and I think the answer is fish.
Thank you, Sinchina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Kartik, and the answer is a fish.
Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Mom.
Go
My
ahead.
My name is Ranveer, and I think the answer is fish.
What's your name again?
Ranveer. Ranveer.
Ranveer. Thank you, Ranveer. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shairi, and the answer is fish.
Thank you, Shairi. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, this is Ignore, and I think the answer is fish.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina, and I think the answer is a fish.
Thank you, Koina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ishan, and I think the answer is a fish.
Thank you, Ishan. And last caller for question number one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shruti, and the answer is fish.
Thank you, Shruti. I can see there are still people trying to call in, but we only take 10 answers per question. So if you've been thinking, hey, how come I never get through? Well, there is a great way to get through. Come and write to us and participate on the show. Come and be in the studio with us. The kids are here and they're having a blast. They're third graders and they're having the time of their life. So if you want to participate, once again, our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. We are going to take a break now. When we come back, it'll be Siddharth's turn to pick the winner from all the correct answers for our first listener question. And we'll also see how everybody in the studio is doing in terms of points. Now, kids, are you getting ready to give me the cheer again? Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Shall we try it? Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.
Okay, that was a little bit. Jiye ja. Sawal kiye ja. Okay, that was terrible. Let's try again. Jiye ja. Sawal kiye ja. All right. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Abhi, Akarya and Siddharth, all third graders in the same after-school program of Safari Kid at Union City, and so good friends and competitors. So, but before we see how they've done after the first round, let's see what the answer was for the first listener question and who won it, and that winner was picked by Siddharth. The question was, in the identify the animal by the baby name, I said fry. Everybody got it right. It is indeed fish, which makes fish fry a very loaded term because it can mean two things. So, Siddharth picked the winner. Siddharth, who is the winner of the first question?
Ranveer.
Ranveer, beginner's luck. Awesome. Let's give him a round of applause. Good job, Ranveer. Here's what you have to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And here are the few things that you need to mention. You need to tell us what was the date of today's show, what was the question, what was the answer, and a contact number for you. Don't forget, okay? Your name, contact number, date of today's show, the question and answer. And once again, it's safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And of course, Ranveer, we want you to send the email today. Okay? Thank you. All right, let's see how the points in the studio are like. Abhi, into the mic. How many points do you have?
15.
Into the mic, nice and loud.
15.
Awesome. Akarya, how many points do you have?
15.
And Siddharth, how many points do you have?
55.
55. Okay, this is still anybody's game because we have two more rounds of 10 questions each. And we've often seen that the person who wins in the first round does not necessarily win at the end, but he might. And guess what? To all our listeners out there, Siddharth was the most nervous about today's show. And guess what? He's doing the best. All right. Are you guys ready for the second round?
Yes.
Let's do a quick buzzer check. Who's that? That is Siddharth. Hang on. I need my buzzer. Akarya and Abhi. Yes. Everybody's buzzer is working. Akarya, you got the hang of it, right? It's the person whose buzzer lights up the first. So you have to check and not tell them the answer. Okay? Here's our second category. It's yellow, orange, fruits and vegetables. Yellow or orange, fruits and vegetables. I picked this topic because we are in the fall, right? And we have many such fruits and vegetables around us now. Okay. Ready for the first question? It's a long one, so wait till I finish. You don't have to if you know already, but it might help to wait. This is a very popular summer fruit in India, and it's the color of the Children's Discovery Museum in San Jose. It's called a very popular summer fruit in India that your parents probably love. It's their favorite fruit. Maybe yours too. Make lassi with it too. If you ever had this lassi.
Mango.
Mango. Very good, Siddharth. Mango it is. You know, that's the color that Children's Discovery Museum in San Jose is supposed to be, mango color. Okay, question number two. Vegetable we carve for Halloween.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. That was Akaria, as you may have guessed. Question number three. Orange or red vegetable that rabbits eat?
Carrot.
That was Abhi.
Carrot.
Carrot. Very good. Evenly divided so far in this round. Question number four. Orange vegetable that grows underground.
Carrot.
We just did carrot. Minus five. It's correct though, but I already used that up. So, you know what? I'm not going to penalize you for that because that was an ambiguity on my part because it is correct. So, no minus points, but no plus points either. It's another orange vegetable that grows underground. Question passes to Siddharth.
Pass.
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 Pass. Smart. You're going to say squash. It's sweet potato. Sweet potato or even orange beets. Okay. Yep. Question number five. Yellow vegetable you pop or eat with butter? Yellow vegetable you pop or eat with butter? At the
Butternut squash?
No. Minus five. You have five? Okay, you have it. Question passes to Abhi.
Pass.
Akaya. Pass. When I tell you the answer, you guys are going to say, what? Corn. Popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
You do eat it with butter. Okay. Question number six. Fruit that looks like a peach, but doesn't have the peach fuzz. It's a cousin of the peach, but doesn't have the peach fuzziness of the peach.
Apricot.
You know what? I'm actually going to give it to you. It's not the answer I was looking for, but it does look a little bit like a peach. So, yeah, good enough. The answer was nectarine, but you know what? Apricots look pretty similar. Very good. Question number seven. Sour yellow fruit that makes a delicious drink.
Lemon.
Lemon. Very good. Okay. Question number eight. Vegetable. Usually found in the green variety, the yellow and red varieties of this cousin are of a chili are sweeter. Usually found in green, but they are also found in yellow and red and orange. And
bell pepper.
Bell pepper. Good job. That was a difficult one, Akaria. Well done. Okay, question number nine. Orange tropical fruit that grows in a palm-like tree with big, broad leaves.
Orange.
Huh? No. First of all, no, it grows in a palm-like tree. Does an orange grow in a palm-like tree? No, it grows in a bush, or right? Minus five first. Let me just... Give me 5 points. Yeah. Okay. Akaria, you want to take a stab at that?
Coconut.
No! Coconut. Minus five. Coconut is not orange.
Oh, orange.
Orange. Remember, it has to be yellow or orange. Siddharth, you want to take a shot at that?
Pass.
Pass. It's a papaya. Papaya. Papaya is an orange fruit. Maybe they've never eaten one. Yeah, it's possible. Okay, question. Last question of this round. Yellow fruit that is grown in and associated with Hawaii. It's a sort of a prickly on the outside and it grows on the ground. Prickly on the outside, very sweet and yellow on the inside. Buzz.
Pineapple.
Pineapple. Very good. Good job, Akaria. She got it. Okay, so that we come to the end of our second round. So now it's time for our listener question. Here's a question just for our listeners. Kids in the studio, zip it. 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And here is our question for our listeners in the category yellow, orange, fruits and vegetables. Orange fruit that comes in varieties like Fuyu and Hachia. Orange fruit that comes in varieties like Fuyu and Hachia. Oh, they'll know. Mummies will know. Daddies will know. All right, let's go for it. Hi, you're on the air. No. Wow. Michael, if nobody answers this question, then you will get the prize. Yeah. You don't know it either? Then you don't get it either. Orange fruit that comes in varieties like the Fuyu and Hachia. Some variety. Oh, shall we try? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik. Your answer is Pokemon.
Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ashuti, and the answer is Pokemon, and my sister wants to talk.
Okay, hi, Anna.
The answer is Anna now.
Thank you, Anna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shari, and the answer is Persimmon.
Thank you, Shari. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Shruti, and the answer is Pokemon.
Thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore. I think the answer is Pokemon.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut, and I think the answer is Persimmon.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arvind here. The answer is Pokemon.
Thank you, Arvind. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Persimmon.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sinchina, and I think the answer is Persimmon.
Thank you. Sinchina was the last caller for this question. If you're still trying to reach us, remember, there are two ways. One is wait for our third listener question today, and second, to come and participate on the show. So do think about that. We take everything from grades 2 to now, we're even doing high school. So if you're interested, please do let us know. We have some high schoolers waiting to participate. So if you're a high schooler and are interested, let us know, and we'll put you guys all together. We also take second, third, and upwards. So I have to mention one thing. From the answers that I got today for our second listener question, I have a feeling that most of you haven't actually eaten a persimmon. And let me tell you something. You are missing out. It is delicious. There are two varieties. There's one that's a very crisp variety, and that's delicious. And the second one is a gooey variety, and you can make ice cream with it, and you can make milkshakes with it, and it's just an amazing fruit. So if you haven't already eaten a persimmon, please go and do try it. This is the season. There are lots of them on the trees. I'm sure your neighbor has one. So be sure to try it out. Okay, so now it's time for our break. When we come back, it'll be Akaria's turn to pick the winner from all our listener correct listener answers. And we'll also see how they're doing in the studio, because I think they did much better this round. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. G.A. Ja. What? G.A. Ja. Sawal Kiye Ja.
Quiz show.
Jija,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Not bad. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Abhi, Akarya, and Siddharth. But before we see how they've been doing in the quiz show so far, we have to see who won the second listener question. The question was, name this orange fruit that comes in varieties like Fuyu and Hachia. The answer was indeed a persimmon. And this time it was Akarya's turn to pick a winner. Who won? Akaria.
The winner of the second round was Shari.
Shari, all right. Shari has won before. Shari has also promised to be on our show, so we hope to see her in the studio someday. Congratulations, Shari. Hope to see you soon. Thank you, Akaria, for picking the winner. And let's see how many points the kids have now. Abhi, how many points do you have?
30.
Into the mic.
30.
And Akaria.
40.
And Siddharth.
70.
Ooh, it's the sum of the other two. But you know what? We still have 10 more questions. So we'll see how that plays out. Are you guys ready for the third round?
Yes.
Let's do a buzzer check. Abhi. Akaria. Siddharth. Yes, everybody's buzzers are working. And here's our last round for today. It's school words. School words related to school. Ready? What the teacher writes on with chalk?
Blackboard.
Blackboard. Very good. The place where you keep all your school papers organized?
Desk.
Actually, I'm not going to get that. Nobody keeps their school papers organized in a desk. So, my question passes to Siddharth.
Folder?
Folder is good. I'm going to give you 5 points, and I'm not going to penalize you because some people keep neat desks. Most people don't. Okay. Question number 3. What you use to keep your pencils ready to write? What you use to keep your pencils ready? Pencil has to be ready to write. What happens if it's not ready? What do you do with it?
Sharpen it.
Sharpen. So what do you use?
A sharpener.
A sharpener. 10 points. Very good. Question number 4. Where in the school you can borrow books?
Library.
Library. Very good. Okay, question number 5. The book where you can look up the meaning of words.
Dictionary.
Dictionary. Good job, Siddharth. Okay. So I think everybody uses the... Do you guys use dictionaries at school or do you use the computer?
Dictionary.
Yay! Yay for dictionaries. Okay, question number 6. Class where they make you run a mile.
P.E. class.
P.E. class. Very good. 10 points. Question number 7. What you have to take to show you understood the lesson? What you have to take to show you at the end of a lesson you have to take this to show that you understood it. How does the teacher know whether you understood the lesson or not? You have to take this to show them that you understood the lesson. What do you take?
A test.
A test. 10 points, Abhi. Okay, question number 8. What is usually up on the wall showing you the location of countries of the world?
Map.
Map. Good job. Okay. Wait, we'll get... Everybody's ready? Question number 9. Where you go to do experiments?
Science. Science lab.
Science what?
Lab.
You answered for him. Science lab. Very good.
That's
10 points. Yes.
Oh.
Okay, question. Last question. Woof! This was fun, but it was finishing. Who takes care of you in school if you get sick?
The nurse.
Very good. 10 points to you. There you go. And that was Abhi, and that was the last question. And I think the kids wish that there were more questions because they're still catching up to Siddharth. All right. Okay, here's the question for our listeners, 510-770-1550. Guess what? This is a question with no wrong answers. This is a question with no wrong answers. This time, I don't want parents to help. I want the children to answer because there are no wrong answers. And it'll just be the first 10 people who answer and we'll just pick the winner out like a raffle. Okay, here's the question, 510-770-1550. The best part of a school day. The best part of a school day. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sabina. My favorite part of school is going to math.
Math. Sabina says math. All right. We'll ask the kids in the studio too, but later. Hi, you're on the air.
Science.
Who's this?
Kavya.
Kavya says science class. Awesome. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Neha, and I think that the answer is recess.
Recess. That's an honest answer. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Asuti, and the answer is, like, English.
English.
And my sister wants to talk.
Okay. Anna, what's your favorite part of the school day, Anna?
English
too? Okay, thank you, Anna. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Who's this? I can't hear your name or your answer. Move on, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki, and I think the answer is, well, I know the answer is either recess or lunch.
Recess or lunch? I think for most kids. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shruti, and the answer is science.
Shruti likes science. Yes, I got it, Shruti. Thank you.
My name is Satvik. The answer is recess.
Satvik says recess. And let's see. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is P.E.
P.E. Awesome. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Ignore. And for me, it's science class.
Science class. Awesome. We have a lot of budding scientists. So let's ask the kids in the studio who are their favorites are. Abhi, what's your favorite part
going
of school?
Going home.
Akaria, what about you?
Going home ready to play my video game.
All right. What about you, Siddharth?
Going home.
Oh, dear. And they happen to be in two good schools. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won our third listener question and also who the winner of today's episode was. Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
Ooh, I trained them.
Where are they?
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jija.
Savageja.
Something like that. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Abhi Akarya and Siddharth. And we have come to the end of our show for today. And before we find out who won in the studio, we have to see who won our listener question. And my third listener question was, what's your best part of the school day? And of course, there were no wrong answers. And of course, the kids in the studio said their best part was going home.
Playing video games.
And playing video games. But I think they were very honest. So let's see who won from all our listener.
Madhav won.
Madhav. Abhi's turn to pick the winner. Madhav, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. I think you've won before, but if you haven't, the way to do it is to send us your name, the date of the show, that's today's date, question and answer. That way we can make sure that we get your prize to you very, very quickly. And if you haven't participated on the show, please do consider coming and participating. Though if this is our usual Madhav, then I think he's been on the show. Okay, so now let's see how the kids in the studio have been doing. Abhi, how many points do you have?
70.
70 points. Akarya, how many points do you
have? I only got 60. I'm third place.
60. Aww. And the winner of today is Siddharth with?
105 points.
All right, come on. Guys, yes. A big it's cheer fun. For him. Well done, Siddharth. Everybody has already got their prizes, so they're getting ready to spend it. And let's find out how they're going to be spending it. Siddharth, Abhi, what are you going to be spending your money on?
On a Pokemon card deck.
Pokemon card deck.
Pokemon cards and video games.
You didn't get that much money. How about you?
Well, actually, maybe I could buy one video game with this.
Yeah, there you go. What about you, Siddharth? What are you going to do with your winnings?
Video games.
Oh, dear. Well, there you have it. If you want to have money for video games, better come and participate on the show. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and come over and participate and have fun. All right. With that, we come to the end of today's show. It was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja,
Savageja.